crowd, you're listening once again to the Hour of the Time, and by golly, I'm still William Cooper. Oh, gosh, I got so many phone calls today, everybody wanting me to tell them how to get out of their traffic tickets and all that kind of stuff. Folks, I don't give legal advice. What I do is I teach you that, or at least I try to teach you that what you've always believed may not be what you always thought it was. And I try to teach you to learn how to discover the truth for yourself. You see, if I were to even start trying to solve all of your problems for you, I wouldn't even have time to cook breakfast in the morning. Because that's how many of you out there are so damn helpless that you want me to do everything for you. Or somebody. I mean, I know personally a lot of you who listen to this broadcast who have spent thousands and thousands of dollars going to weekend seminars and stuff trying to find some magic bullet, somebody who can give you a magic form that you fill out, sign your name to, and it'll solve all your problems. And there isn't any such thing. The only way to solve your problems is to learn the truth. Learn the law. Learn how government really works. Discover how to file Freedom of Information Act requests and get the real documentation that you need to find out what it is you need to know. Learn how to educate your children so they don't fall into the same big vacuum that we fell into for most of our lives. That's what it's all about. That's what last night's broadcast was about. Last night, I was hoping more than anything. See, I wasn't trying to teach you how to get out of tickets. Darn it, don't you understand that I support the law? And if you're driving down the highway and you broke the law, you ought to get a ticket. You ought to get a ticket. I support that. If you're endangering other people's lives. But what you don't have to have to travel in your own private automobile on the public highway is a driver's license. And you don't have to register your car. And you don't have to have insurance. But I wasn't trying to teach that to you really last night. What I was trying to do last night more than anything was to wake up some law enforcement people. To make them start to get a glimmer that they really aren't the big know-it-alls that they think they are. They didn't study law. Hell, they never even read the Constitution. They didn't even know what their oath is all about. They reported for work one morning and somebody told them what to do and they went and did it because they didn't want to lose their job. That's really what they're all about, and I'm trying to wake them up to that, that they're persecuting their fellow citizens and they shouldn't ought to be doing that. But when they're actively doing something right that helps us all, I support it 100%. You all know that. I support the law, the real law, constitutional Republican government. Not all these phony statute laws that have been proliferated throughout the states and the federal government and the everybody's running around doing things they have no authority, jurisdiction, or anything else behind them that gives them any authority to do it. And yes, I want to wake you guys up too. But last night's broadcast was really about getting some law enforcement people to think about what they're doing. I would really like to go back to the days when a police officer, you know, pulled out of a side street behind me, and I didn't wonder, you know, if I was going to go to jail or not. Because that's what everybody in this country automatically thinks when they see a police officer today. Nobody thought that when I was a child. Nobody thought that when I was a young man in my 20s. Nobody. Nobody was afraid of the police. The police were all of our friends. Only people I ever knew that were afraid of the police were people who were crooks. But not today. Today, everybody is scared to death of the police. Oh, yeah, and you see these little pink-haired ladies say,
"Oh, I'm so glad we got the police, and I'm so glad they're just arresting everybody and packing them in the prisons because I feel so safe."
Well, Grandma, I'm glad that you feel safe, but not for that reason. Recently, one of those little grandmas got an education she wasn't aiming for. She went to the airport to take a vacation, and all her life she'd saved up $10,000 in cash. She didn't trust banks. And she was going on a vacation in the Caribbean. And she took all of that $10,000 with her. Oh, guess what happened when she got to the airport and paid for her ticket in cash? You see, if you go to the airport and pay for a ticket in cash, you're going to be pulled out of line and taken into a little room, and you're going to be interrogated by drug enforcement agents. You see, because you're not supposed to use cash. Well, what the hell's it for? Well, I don't know. I don't know if we're not supposed to use it. I don't know what it's for. But, yep, that little old grandma went in, paid for her ticket in cash, and by golly, they pulled her out of line, took her in this little room, and found her $10,000, and guess what they did? She didn't have any drugs. She wasn't a drug dealer. She'd never committed a crime in her life. Had a, you know, not even a misdemeanor. Never even got drunk in her life. Nothing, you know. They took her $10,000. She never got it back. She didn't get to go on her vacation. They robbed her. Because, you see, you're not supposed to have $10,000 in cash. Well, why not? If you earned it, it's your money, right? Well, just ask any police officer. He'll tell you, if he stops you somewhere and you got $10,000, he's going to take it. Well, that's why I wear a pistol. That's why I wear a pistol. You know, I don't care if I die in the process. I will not be subjected to tyranny, not one more time ever in my life. If I have $10,000 on my person and some cop wants to take it, he's going to take it over my dead body or his. And all Americans should develop that attitude. And I'm not trying to tell you that we should be going around killing police officers, because we shouldn't. But police officers should not be taking our hard-earned money or our property or our land or our homes or our cars or anything else. Did you know today, just on the say-so of an anonymous tip that you're a drug dealer, you could have the SWAT team at your door? And if they don't find any drugs, they're going to be totally embarrassed and they're open for a lawsuit. Guess what most law enforcement agencies will do? Not every cop will do this, but somebody on that team is going to drop a little package of dope in that house. And whether you're ever charged or not, whether you're ever brought before a court, whether you're ever convicted or not, they're going to take all your property. They're going to auction it off. The police department that made the raid is going to get the proceeds of all of that, and they're going to keep it. And it's unconstitutional. It's against the law. It's wrong. I don't care what you did. Now listen, I don't condone criminal activity, but I don't condone unconstitutional activity either. I don't care if you are a drug dealer. The Constitution forbids the confiscation or seizure of your property for the public use without just compensation. And so it's wrong. Even if you are tried, even if you are convicted, even if you are a drug dealer. Because if they can do it to the drug dealer, they can do it to Grandma. And Grandma found that out when she took her $10,000 down to go on her vacation. And she still, to this day, has never got it back. Remember, I did a broadcast on that, and that was one of our two-hour broadcasts. Remember that? Some of you will. Don't forget, We've got this fantastic CD for sale that most of you have been writing me and asking me about and calling this program and asking how you could get a copy for years. And years ago, we did have it available for a little while until the stock sold out. Now it's available again. So if you want it, you better get it now. $16 postpaid. Cash or blank money order only to HOTT, H-O-T-T, in care of 101.1 FM, P.O. Box 940, Eager, spelled E-A-G-A-R, Arizona 85925. That's HOTT, in care of 101.1 FM, P.O. Box 940, Eager, Arizona 85925.
Never in human history has so few taken so much from so many as America's Illuminati and their warlords of Wall Street and Washington. In just 8 years, these banksters and international government gangsters took us from the greatest creditor nation to the largest debtor nation on Earth. Our standard of living has dropped like a rock for 4 out of every 5 Americans. They have foreclosed on our homes, our farms, our factories. They've exported your jobs and surrendered our arms.
They want it.
A new world order. A new world order. A new world order. A new world order. The Illuminati wants you to be a slave from birth to grave. The banksters own the Federal Reserve. It's private. They own it. It's neither federal nor a reserve. The cashists make that fiat funny money stuff you call dollars for 2 pennies. They lend it back to us at full face value, then charge you interest. You get the debt. They get the interest. They get the gold. You get the shaft.
What is
a new world order? A new world order. A new world order.
Well, that'll give you just a little hint of what it's all about. We're going to take your calls for the rest of the hour, folks. And, you know, let's not get into the shooting in the Michigan elementary school. I had that story up on the website for a while today, and I took it off. I could not leave it up there because we're talking about 6-year-old children. They don't deserve to be under the scrutiny of the entire world. 6-year-old children. So I don't even want to touch that subject tonight. I don't think it has anything to do with anything except negligent parents. These parents, whoever they were, who were in possession of a stolen gun, who allowed their 6-year-old child to get a hold of it and take it to school to settle a grudge with a little girl that he had a problem with the day before, they're the culprits. Not the children. A 6-year-old child hasn't got a clue. Hasn't got a clue in the world what they're doing when they do something like that. To him, it was probably playing cowboys and Indians in the backyard, like we all did when we were young. I don't know if they do it anymore now. It's politically incorrect to play cowboys and Indians today. So, let's not get into that, okay? Let's leave that subject alone. I love children. I think it's a terrible, terrible, terrible tragedy. I took that story off the internet because 6-year-olds don't deserve that kind of public scrutiny. The local officials will handle it. in the best way that they know how, and I'm sure that justice will be done. 520-333-4578 is the number, and we're going to be taking calls for the rest of the hour. So the phones are open right now. What do you think about John McCain attacking? I mean, there's a guy running for president. You got to give him credit. Most people running for president would not have ever had the courage to attack Jerry Falwell and Pat Robertson and Louis Farrakhan and, well, his name slips my tongue right now, but the black minister in New York City who's always raising hell with everybody and not always doing the right thing in the process of doing that either. But I just can't think of his name right off the top of my head. Somebody will think of it. I think that John McCain put the nails in his own coffin when he did that, because to attack the leaders of very large Christian movements is to, whether you agree with what that church or what that organization teaches, to attack the leadership is to attack the members of the church also. It is also considered by many, many, many people, me included, to be an attack upon Christianity. And I've always known that John McCain is not what he pretends to be at all. I live in Arizona. I know who this guy is. And I knew his father. I know what John McCain was subjected to in the prison camp in Hanoi. I know for a fact that he rolled over. I saw him on television. I saw him on television while he was a POW, condemning the United States Navy and the United States of America. I know he signed confessions. I know he gave them every bit of information that he had. I know this guy was brainwashed for 5 years. I don't hold any of that against him, because I know that there's nobody living on the face of this earth that can undergo torture for 5 years and brainwashing by communist Chinese and Russian experts and survive that. See, my problem is not with the fact that he went through that and he rolled over or anything. My problem is that he's lying about it now, and he's running for office after having been brainwashed for 5 years by some of the greatest brainwashing experts that exist in the world. To me, that's a big problem. Big problem. Especially after Clinton set up this nation for the fall with the communist Chinese. If McCain were to get anywhere near the White House, we're going to be in big trouble. We're already in big trouble because people are even considering it. At least that's my thoughts on the subject. 520-333-4578 is the number. We're going to take your calls for the balance of this broadcast. And while I'm on the subject of all this law enforcement stuff, if you live in if you live in Apache County, Arizona, if you want to make sure that your rights are not violated, that the Constitution is upheld, if you want to make sure that law enforcement on a county level is conducted in the manner that it should be conducted, vote for Terry Wagner for sheriff. Vote for Terry Wagner for sheriff. And you'll be amazed at how much better life will be for all of us.
Clinton is marching us towards the millennium. His agenda, a new world order. He intends to foreclose upon the people and the property of the United States of America. congregation at Waco to save the children. Comrade Clinton charges us and guides us into surrendering our sovereignty piece by piece to a one world government. America, have you lost both your will to win and your mind? Would you willingly turn your children over to a Hitlerian health stoppo to be immunized with a mark? Will you allow your kids to be numbered like animals, as were the Jews and Gypsies in Nazi concentration camps, so they could be tracked and controlled from cradle to grave, and not raise your gun nor your voice? Have you bought Clinton's big lie and rejected the uncomfortable truth? Are we so brain dead and fantasy led as to be politically correct rather than spiritually right? America, God help us. Haven't you learned? The earth was betrayed 2,000 years before. It was the world's greatest loss. When they raised their liberal hammer and nailed him to the cross.
And that's the cut called America with a K. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes, Mr. Cooper.
Yes, sir.
This is Al from Wisconsin.
Hi, Al.
I owe you an apology.
Apology for what?
Well, I upgraded my radio.
You upgraded your radio?
Absolutely.
I still don't know why you owe me an apology.
Well, I do, because I felt it was a station or something, you know, and it's absolutely untrue.
Well, it's usually a cheap antenna or no antenna.
Well, I went to a helicopter, and boy, you come in, I can hear you breathing.
Oh, well, that's great.
Yeah.
Well, with this microphone, this is the best microphone ever made in the entire history of broadcasting. It's it's an RCA BX-44. There are some people who would give their lives to just touch one of these microphones, and it was a gift from one of our listeners named Ron. I don't know what happened to him. He kept in pretty close touch with me all the time. Then he got married, and I never heard from him again.
I see.
That's what, you know, that woman must have really done something to him. I don't know what she, I never met her. She's probably a wonderful person, but he disappeared right off the face of the earth.
Could I just ask you a question?
Sure.
According to the Constitution, people running for president have to be natural-born to the United States of America.
Yeah.
I understand the naval person, what's his name?
John McCain?
McCain was born in Panama.
Well, he may have been born in Panama, but he was born a United States citizen on a military base.
I see. I see. That makes it okay.
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay, I understood.
If you're born in a foreign country to American parents who are United States citizens or citizens of their states or whatever, then the child is also.
Okay, I understand.
Now, if you're born in a foreign country to foreign parents who are not citizens of this country,
that's the difference.
That's the difference.
I see. Very good. Yeah, appreciate the show, Bill.
Well, I'm glad you got a better radio.
Pardon?
I said I'm glad you got a better radio.
Oh, it's excellent. I highly recommend people going back to a tube radio. Just on your frequency alone.
I know. I have several of them in the other room, and they're much better than any of the solid-state stuff I've ever seen.
Absolutely.
They eat up a lot of electricity. They get hot. There's a shock hazard if you got children around.
Right.
But, boy, do they work good.
Oh. It's well worth it.
They're awesome, as a matter of fact.
I wish somebody would build them here again.
Well, you know, they're not that hard to build. In fact, somebody who knew something about electronics could take one apart draw the schematics from what they're looking at and even get better parts and better tubes today. And it would probably be twice as good.
Well, I'm just grateful I got the one I got. I really am. Well, you have a good evening.
Well, thanks for calling.
I really appreciate your effort and your show, and God bless all of you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling. 520-333-4578 is the number. What's on your mind? tonight. Anything? I couldn't help it. Is there anything on your mind tonight? You want to talk about anything? It's open subject, open phones for the whole time, you know, another, what, 33 minutes or so. Actually, it's not 33 minutes, probably another 28 minutes, actually, if you want to not count the shuffle off to wherever we're shuffling off to music. You know, all this rain that's been pelting California just comes right across, right over Arizona, and when it gets to the Round Valley, it parts like the Red Sea, goes right around us, joins on the other side, goes over New Mexico and Texas, and causes all kinds of rain and snow and everything everywhere but here. This whole winter, we've had maybe 4 to 6 inches of snow in this valley. Up on the mountains, there's been a lot more than that. But in this valley, we've had 4 to 6 inches of snow, and it all happened on one day. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yeah. I'm John from the District of Columbia.
Hi, John.
Hey, I want to talk about a little bit about John McCain.
Uh-huh.
Okay. This was a Navy pilot.
Yeah.
We were in an altercation with a North Vietnam.
Yeah.
He was in a Navy squadron.
Yeah.
He was in a Navy squadron that bombed North Vietnamese targets that were targeting Americans. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. He was shot down?
Yeah.
He was in a POW camp?
Yeah, prisoner of war.
Okay. What was George Bush Jr. doing?
Who cares?
Yeah, well, I care.
Why?
I care. I'm a Vietnam veteran.
So am I. I was a patrol boat. This is my show. Now, you either hold a dialogue and learn to be polite and talk.
Well, fuck you.
Well, now we know he's not a Vietnam veteran. He's a Vietnam fool. And he probably never fought in Vietnam. Poor little child. Go change your diapers. And when you grow up a little bit, call us back. And remember, I pay for this airtime. This is my broadcast, not yours. And I don't care whether you like it or not. I don't care whether you like me or not. You can have your say, just like I told you last night, as long as you're intelligent and polite. And you can hold a dialogue, which means you can have your say. I get to have my say, politely. If you can't do that, screw you. Take a hike, Ike. Don't call this broadcast. 520-333-4578 is the number. Some people are fools. They think that because you participated in the war in Vietnam, that somehow elevates you to some supreme status. It does not. I fought in Vietnam. I participated in combat almost every single night. I fought with some of the best men that ever walked on the face of this earth, the 3rd Marine Recon Battalion. In I Corps, on the DMZ, on the Quaviet River. I know what it's all about. Good evening, you're on the air.
Oh, this is Bubba.
Hi, Bubba.
Yeah, I just want to say about the last caller. I just want to say I'm a Vietnam veteran, too. And I am all for John McCain.
Good for you.
George Bush Jr. It's just one of them.
Good night. I know exactly what's going on. That's the same guy that called before. Exactly the same guy. Bubba, go change your diapers like I told you to. You don't have a brain in your head, but you got a big load in your pants, and you smell all the way to Arizona. Children. We're being plagued by children tonight. Little bitty, baby, poopy-diapered children. Five two zero three 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 four five seven eight is the number. John McCain recently jumped all over somebody, claiming that he'd seen enough death to last, that he knew more about death than anybody. John McCain was a pilot who dropped bombs and fired missiles from an airplane at a high altitude. John McCain never saw any of the people that he killed. He never saw any dead people. John McCain never, ever, ever knew what death was all about, except for maybe if he saw someone die in that POW camp. Period. Period. John McCain has lied. Flat butt ass lied about a lot of things. If you don't like it, lump it. If you want to vote for John McCain, vote for John McCain. If you want to call this broadcast and talk about John McCain, do it intelligently and politely, and you'll get to say your piece. If you can't do that, you're not going to get to say anything. Period. Bubba Poopy Pants. You got that? You no-brain idiot? There's a lot of you out there. A lot of you. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hey, Bill. How you doing?
Good.
This is Ken from Pennsylvania.
Hi, Ken.
Hey, that one guy that shouted that expletive at you.
He's a child. Don't even give him any more time. He's a child.
He sure sounded like that one guy that tried to rebuke you on the validity of the income tax by reading the 16th Amendment to you?
Yes, he does, doesn't he?
That's I just wanted to bring that point up.
Yeah. Well,
so he was trying to rile you up a little bit. I think he handled yourself very well.
Well, he's not riling me up. He just made a fool of himself.
Oh, yeah, he did.
The whole world got to hear what a fool sounds like.
Yeah.
What can I do for you?
That's all I just wanted to say. I just wanted to bring that point up. I didn't know if you made the recognition there or not.
What do you think about John McCain?
I think they're all a bunch of traitors, to tell you the truth.
Well, at that level, you're not far from wrong, except, nobody will ever know about Alan Keyes unless he gets elected and we see what he does. But he's the only one talking the talk and walking the walk.
Yeah, how do you feel about him being, ambassador to the UN under Reagan or something like that?
I don't like it. And last election, when he ran, I told people that I wouldn't vote for him.
Yeah,
last election
bothers me a little bit
because he said in the last election that he supported the United Nations.
Yeah, I do remember that.
In this election, he says that he absolutely does not support the United Nations and does not like the loss of sovereignty that Clinton has been given away. And in this last 4 years, maybe he's learned his lesson, or maybe he's jerking us around like all the rest of them.
Yeah,
who knows?
Hard to say.
But I have to endorse him based upon
what he says. Then judge what he does.
Yeah, and then judge what he does and hold him accountable. Only, it's getting closer and closer to nobody wants to be held accountable for what we're going to hold him accountable for.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the way it's going to happen.
Yeah. Okay, Bill, I'll let somebody else in. I just wanted to bring out one point up to you.
Okay, thanks for calling. 520-333-4578 is the number. And we're taking your calls for the rest of the hour. Good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening, Bill. A while ago, you were trying to think of the name of the black guy from New York. I think you were probably
Sharpton.
Al Sharpton.
It just came into my mind as soon as you said it. Sharpton just jumped right in my mind. Yeah,
he really stirs a lot of stuff up there, it seems like.
He does, and sometimes it's for a good cause, and sometimes he's doing more harm than good, in my humble opinion.
Right. A lot of times I don't think he has his facts straight, is the problem.
Yeah, well, that's true.
One thing I wanted to ask you about was some time ago you had a broadcast on where you were talking about your custom-built 375 H&H Improved.
Ackley Improved. It's a 375 H&H Magnum Ackley Improved long-range rifle, yeah.
Okay. I was just curious why you chose that particular caliber as opposed to something, like an off-the-shelf 30-06 or a 338 Magnum or something.
Because there's not much that will stop this round. You know when they come after you?
Mm-hmm.
These teenage Ninja Turtles cover themselves from head to foot with this stuff that will, stop some rounds, but it won't stop this.
Won't stop. stop that.
In fact, you can stack three people together all wearing body armor, and one round from my rifle will go through all three of them and their body armor.
That's pretty powerful, then.
Yeah.
Very powerful. That answers my second question, which was why you wouldn't choose a semi-automatic type rifle as opposed to a bolt-action rifle.
Well, because I want to hit my target. You see, I learned something in Vietnam. Remember I told you I fought in Vietnam as a patrol boat captain?
Yes.
We had twin 50s on the bow. We had a 50 caliber on the stern. We had an M60 on each side of the vessel. Everybody had an M16. We had some shotguns for close fighting.
Right.
I learned something. Those machine guns would hit people only after you fired like 17,000 rounds. But one man with a good rifle who knew how to shoot that rifle could usually hit 4 times out of 5.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that's much better odds.
I would say, especially whenever you don't have the ammunition to waste.
That's right.
Yeah.
And in this coming conflict, we are not going to have the ammunition to waste.
That's exactly true.
We need to hit every time we shoot.
Exactly true. Well, you answered my questions, Bill. I was just curious about that. I'm, sort of a gun buff, and
And I'm still holding out for the hope. I'm hoping beyond hope that it never has to happen. But I look at Washington D.C. every day, and I look at all the fools out there, and I don't see any hope.
I don't have much hope either. Unfortunately, I think the people that we have in Washington D.C. don't even know we exist. Unless we create a ripple out here, or unless we quit paying our taxes, or, whatever.
They don't care. They're all socialists and communists, and they're in the process of totally destroying this country.
Yes, they are.
And that's their goal. They want a one-world totalitarian socialist government, and they can't have it if this country survives.
Well, they don't make any bones about it. Strobe Talbert, who's the Secretary of State, Undersecretary under Madeleine Albright, or Madeleine Notright, he's openly called for the dismantling of the United States.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a man who's sworn to uphold the Constitution and everything.
Yeah, well, I give you some quotes from Clinton, who said that we don't need to be protecting people's freedom, that we don't need to be concerned about the Constitution.
Right.
These people are traitors.
Well, the Constitution is all we have.
And Clinton's all but sold us down the tubes to the communist Chinese.
Oh, amen.
Destroyed our military forces. Destroyed the morale in the military forces.
And Al Gore certainly wouldn't be any better.
No, he's if you follow him around, I bet you, just, around midnight, he'll lead you to a graveyard and start digging.
I wouldn't doubt it. Have a good evening, Bill.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you
for calling. 520-333-4578 is the number. 520-333-4578 is the number. Good evening, you're on the air.
Yeah. All I got to say about this station.
Goodbye, Bubba. Oh, Bubba just never gives up, does he? That's the same dude. You know something? Nobody gives a damn what you got to say about this station. If you got something to say, you go get some money together, buy some airtime on this station, and you'll get to say whatever you want to the whole world, Bubba. You dumb jerk. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes, hi, Bill. How are you?
Pretty good.
And I'll listen to your question from the heart, and I can just sit and listen to your response. I feel like 99. Remember,
I need you to put your receiver right in front of your mouth and talk a lot louder.
Yeah, let me get... I'm using my internet to hear you one way, and the cell phone will call you the other. Is that better?
That's much better.
Okay, good. I went to where the signal went up a little bit. I feel like 99 and 44, 100%, like Ivy said, of the American people haven't got a clue about anything.
You're right. You're absolutely correct. That's why we're in this situation. If they had a clue, it never would have happened.
And I've tried. I used to do some broadcasting down in Florida, and people used to...
You're falling off. You need to talk louder.
I said I used to do some radio broadcasting down in Florida, and I had my own regular business. When I walk into my customers, they'd say, I never knew you were that far out on the right, my God. Maybe we should buy our stuff someplace else. I mean, I went to New York Halloween, October 31st, 1999.
Yeah, Ben Franklin showed up today. They'd stone him to death.
you want to hear something amazing?
Go ahead.
I met a friend.
Go ahead.
How little people know. We set up a booth. He got a permit right below Paramount Studios in Times Square. And we had the Vermont teddy bears on display. And we said, win a teddy bear. It doesn't cost anything to play. Just answer the question in this set of envelopes. And if you don't know the answer, you get the answer to the question. You just don't win the teddy bear. That's a fair game, isn't it?
Yeah. I think it is, considering that most people pay, $20 or $30 for a teddy bear at a carnival if they're lucky enough to win it after spending $20 or $30.
Well, the reason I took them, I give them to a thing called the Sunshine Foundation for terminally ill children.
Yeah, listen to me. Listen to me very carefully. Your voice is falling off again. You've got to keep your voice up because the audience can't hear you if you don't.
Okay. I'll talk good and loud. I didn't want to wake my daughter up either. Anyway, the story was, if you could answer the question, you win a teddy bear. And the question was, name 8 out of 10. I didn't ask for even 10 out of 10 of the Bill of Rights. You know, I couldn't get 6 hours, one person to answer it.
Yeah.
Not one.
I believe it.
I brought home all the teddy bears that I went to New York with.
Oh, jeez.
If that tells you what we're all about.
Well, absolutely. Certainly it does. And that's absolutely true. That's been my experience over the years also. In fact, one of the things that I did one time is I just went down the street asking people if they knew what the Bill of Rights was. And one young man, I don't know how old he was, I guessed he was about 17 or 18 years old, he told me it was a laundry bill. I'm not joking. I mean, this is really true. And out of all of the people I asked, I only found two people who really knew what it was, but they couldn't tell me what it said.
It's incredible, and I'll close on this note because I know other people want to have a chance to talk with you, too. Sometimes I like to go in the store and just have a
come on,
fun.
Bring your voice up. Come
okay,
on.
Sometimes for a little fun and recreation, I'll go into a retail store.
Yeah.
And I'll go, do you take Federal Reserve notes here? And the clerk, I have to ask my manager.
Yeah, we don't take those things. They don't even know what they are.
They'll go, is this cash? I go, no, this is merchandise. What's in my wallet? That's cash. You know what I mean? The average person, or really, the masses are asses, and people are sheeples. What can I say?
Yeah, Bubba. They're Bubba. Bubba. It's a million Bubbas out there.
Well, we all got to, I don't know how to make things better because, and this is not directed at you per se, but you could talk about it on talk radio till you're purple. It's just not going to happen. You're not reaching enough people with shortwave or
audio. Now I got to beg to differ with you. When I first started trying to talk to people about what was happening in this country, I had to travel 1,000 miles to get 3 people to even listen to me, and they just kind of half listened, and they weren't even willing to donate a couple of bucks to help pay for my expenses. It's a lot different today. A lot different. There are enough people awake now, ready, armed, provisioned, and chomping at the bit to restore constitutional Republican government in this country, and there are enough of them to win.
Well, from your mouth to God's ears, that should only be true. Good night, Bill.
Good night. Thanks for calling. 520-333-4578. Yeah, it is true. Of course, we got to wade through the Bubbas. We got to wade through the stupid, airhead, no-brained idiots, to get there. But we'll do that, too. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello, Bill.
Yeah.
How are you tonight?
Good.
I'm Kevin in Ohio.
Hi, Kevin.
A grunt medic from the NOM.
Uh-huh.
Sure liking what you're saying.
Well, thank you.
I got a couple things I'd like to run by kind of quick.
Sure.
Just to try to contribute.
Okay.
About automatic fire?
Uh-huh.
Just don't work. Just don't work, man. I dumped out bandoleros on people where if I sat down, fired one round, it'd been all over.
Yeah, if you take your time and make sure that you're on target and squeeze off that round, you'll hit it.
It's all done.
Yeah, it's all done.
I've been clear out of ammo before, man.
I had a guy on my boat who usually manned the starboard M60, and when he picked that weapon up and pulled the trigger, he wouldn't let go till the whole belt was gone, the barrel was limp. I mean, really, bent.
He was ready to change barrels.
Yeah, and I would literally have to beat him over the head with my helmet to make him stop.
Yeah, and he was still missing. Oh, man.
Oh, he was shooting at the moon.
Oh, brother. I got a couple things I'd like to run by. I really, you know, God bless you.
Thank you.
Brother. The issue about the McCains, the Dissons, and Nats, I think you really gave us the right information when you told us that the popular vote is a zilch.
Well, it's true, yeah.
And now we go back into the conversation round and round. Keyes, bless his heart, it's still the popular vote is not of a consequence. I want to know something. I'm running something through my brain right now that's saying people are bringing up the question of China, Taiwan. All our vested interests from the big corporations in Taiwan, how there must be protection, et cetera, from us there, and now sending out Admiral, now sending out things that are supposed to stop it flaring up, et cetera, et cetera. But I believe it's the smoke and mirrors, and I don't know.
People, and they've been living free ever since. And we pledged to them that we would never allow the communists to take them over or kill them or wipe them out or invade them. And so if we're honorable people, we cannot go back on our word. We must defend Taiwan because we gave them our word.
Bill, I'm all for that. And yet, even in our own country today, our word for our own people, as in the conversation just a little bit ago there, D.C., is doing just the opposite. Our holding to our own people isn't even good.
Well, I know, but that doesn't
holding to Taiwan. We can't honor. They can't honor a word that they can't honor in their own people.
Well, I don't care about them. I care about me. I will honor it.
Me too. I will too. I will honor it.
We have to honor.
I do.
We have to be honorable people, and when we make a promise. And we guarantee somebody that we're going to do something. We've got to do it. We have to do it.
I agree with you, Bill. Where I'm trying to get thinking going is, what is going on if they want to make these false saber rattlings from this country
China
when it's a baloney deal?
China's been doing that throughout their history. They always do that.
Right. And so all this falsehood's going to fly at a critical time, quote election year, quote. Whatever, to dissuade us from the real topics again.
Well, that's if people want to be sheeple and be dissuaded, there's nothing you can do about the sheeple. And the sheeple outnumber the people who can use their brains in this country.
That's why I'm trying to.
I've been trying to do it for years. Forget it. You're not going to get them to think about anything. They're led by the media. They watch the TV and they're going to do what the TV tells them, period.
Bill, I haven't watched TV in years.
I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about the vast herds of sheeple out there.
I agree with you. What I'm trying to ask you is get a conversation with you. If you can think about it, let me know sometime. Let us know sometime what the charade is being pulled right now. I think there's a major charade going on. It's going to be economy or something else to fake us out in Formosa, in the China Formosa.
Well, I don't think so. I think that Washington has sold Taiwan down the tubes. They promised communist China that if they will come into the New World Order, that they can have Taiwan. The Taiwanese aren't going for it. Loyal Americans like me, who understand what honor is and what we promised the Taiwanese, aren't going for that either. And I think that's really what it's all. It's all about the New World Order.
There you go. Okay, there you go. That's more answers than that's what I was driving for.
That's what it is.
Exactly what I was driving for.
Clinton betrayed the Taiwanese, and yeah. I think George Bush did before him.
I think so, too. That's what I wanted to know. That's what I wanted to discuss with you.
Yeah. See, to me, they're not chinks. They're people.
Oh, no.
They're
people.
They fought our enemies. They did what we asked them to do. In return, we gave them certain guarantees and promises, and we must honor those guarantees and promises.
They're 100%.
And up Red China, you know, with a buttercup. Screw them. They're communists. They have pledged to destroy the United States of America. I have no loyalty to them. I don't care about them. They are our enemies. They have made that declaration, not me, not the United States of America. And, don't give them an inch.
I wouldn't, Bill. Not an inch. Not a millimeter.
Good.
I hope that guy's head's okay.
What guy's head?
That 60 gunner.
Oh. He had a hard hit. He was wearing a helmet.
I know what it's like. I've seen a helmet hit a helmet.
Yeah. Well, not kidding. We got in a firefight one night, and the gunner on the bow with the 50s.
Yeah.
After the firefight was over, I mean, he was still firing everywhere. I mean, and I was screaming at him. The people in other boats were screaming at him, and I finally had to go up in the bow and beat him over the head with my to make him stop. But you know, when you get in a battle like that, you sometimes you just get carried away.
I know what it's like, Bill. I was a grunt in the Ishaw Valley.
Then you definitely know what it was like.
Yes, I do.
Well, thank you for calling.
God bless you, Bill.
God bless you, too.
Adios.
520-333-4578 is the number. Yeah, folks, that's what I believe Taiwan is all about. I could be wrong, but I don't think I am wrong. I've kept on top of that for years. Annie, my wife, is from Taiwan, and so it was very important to us. Her family fought the communists, they're old-time communist fighters. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Bill. I got a few comments about John McCain.
Sure.
I just didn't like his attitude about the bombing of Milosevic and the Czechoslovakian people. I thought he had a very callous attitude about all that 33,000 feet bombing from the jets and whatnot.
Yeah, that's what made me so angry when he said, I know all about death. I know more about death than you do. I've seen enough death in my life. He never saw any death in his life.
No, I agree, Bill.
Pilots don't see his attitude about
all the bombing of the trains and the buses, the hospitals, and all that over there in Czechoslovakia.
Yeah.
His attitude was like, bomb them all and let God sort them out. And I thought it was really cowardly.
Well, because of the method in which pilots conduct war, it's easy for pilots to say that. If you've ever been on the ground or on a river like I was, and you're a sitting duck in a war, you're not so eager to say those things.
Yeah, I don't like John McCain at all. And I know he was involved in that big banking scandal with Keating, that fellow Keating.
Yeah, I know all about John McCain. He's a liar. He's lied about his history. He's lied about his military history. All of the medals that he's got. And he's got some pretty high up medals were all given to him automatically every year while he was a POW in the prison camp. He didn't do anything to earn them.
And I don't even like his political positions. His position on tobacco. You know, my attitude is if people want to smoke, let them kill themselves. Let the sheeple kill themselves. I don't need this big brother telling everybody what to do. And I think I just don't care for the guy at all.
The Democrats have him pegged. That's why they're all rushing to vote for him.
Right, and I agree with you, Bill, that Al Gore will be the next president. You are absolutely right.
Yep.
Al Gore will be the next president. I like Keyes. I love Mr. Keyes, but I don't think the people have enough brains to vote for him.
No, unfortunately, you're right. And it's just basic mathematics. Gore's going to be the next president. It is. It's just basic mathematics. You sit down with a pen and pencil, there's no other conclusion that you can come to.
Yeah, I think people could start, hanging their head on that. Al Gore and his big socialist New World Order Mother Earth vision is coming at you.
Yeah. Well, if he gets to be president, you're going to see bad things for Christians. I can tell you that right now.
Yeah, I agree, Bill.
I gotta go. We're out of time. Thanks
nice
for calling.
Nice talking to you.
520. Well, no, we can't take any more calls. Good night, folks. God bless each and every single one of you. Good night, Annie Poon Allison. I love you.
All of a sudden, in the middle of the night, there's a loud knock on your door. Hey, honey. Something's not right.
Throw out your arms. It's the Claw Master. We're here from the government. We're here to help you.
And I'm from the IRS with a power to tax. If you've got a complaint, send us a fax.
Get out of this house. Surrender your guns. Give me your gold. To federal aid if you want to grow old. Dance the two-step and do what you're told.
Hillary Shalala, Reno Janet Dyke, reading the words of General Albert Pike, demonic founder of the Ku Klux Klan, engineer of the Masonic Master Plan.
pipes that Lucifer has got across this land. And Clinton's saying, take the mark in your right hand. While we're all dancing to the drums of Upworth Reich, Clinton's preparing us for another huge tax hike. Order out of chaos, depression, inflation, create the panic, then rape the nation. Order. Crisis creation. Incite black and white. Program agitation.
Don't resist. You're surrounded by the UN in white and blue, the ATF, the men in black, of the One World Order.
But it's not new. Iron Mountain, computer beasts, and cattle mutilations. Black projects, UFOs, and weird genetic combinations. The Nazi doctors didn't die. Come on, get hip. They came here with the OSS through Operation Paperclip. National ID, debit card? Yeah. Vaccination biochip, milk carton kits, genetic engineering. Clinton says her health plans for you and your own good. Sure. And Adolf Hitler's Robin Hood.